Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Morse from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to our podcast, read our blogs, check out our videos. We've got so much information on Sex with Emily that will rock your world and your sex life and your relationship that you guys should really make that a destination for yourself to go to our site every day because we're updating it and it's cool. And also sign up for our mailing list because we will not spam you. We'll only send you really good information and fun things like that. And as always, you can email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter, Sex with Emily. And I'm here with Menace.
Hello, Emily. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you, Menace?
I'm good. I can never say that without sounding weird. I don't know why.
Sounding what? How are you
Hi,
today?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good today, Menace. How are you?
It. I'm good.
I'm so glad you're back in town.
Thank you.
In this new town. It's not even like you're in town. We're both in a new town.
Yeah, it's crazy. We both live in Los Angeles now. We're both like hardcore San Francisco people.
Hardcore. Then, like, I never thought you'd leave.
Yeah, I never thought you would leave too, but you just...
But I don't miss it for a second. Everyone's like, do you miss it? I'm like, I miss my friends.
I'm
like, San Francisco who?
Yeah, I talked about this. I've talked about this on a previous podcast with you, but the Bay Area, which is the surrounding area of San Francisco, I totally miss because I love it. That's where I grew up. And
right.
But the San Francisco being there, do not miss it. It took me a half a day to get over.
I know. I don't even remember it. I'm like, really? What? I lived there forever.
A pain in the ass just to go outside, you know? Just think of like every time you went outside, it cost you at least $20.
But same with here. Parking. I just went to my dentist. It was $15.
Well, I don't know where you're parking. I haven't had any of that trouble yet.
Okay.
It's crazy.
You have a parking spot and stuff in your building?
Yeah,
you've got like a sweet place with a pool.
Yeah.
When are you going to invite me over for a pool party?
when I get furniture.
You don't have any furniture. I know. I didn't either for the longest time.
But, yeah.
It's just easier. No, it's easier, but the traffic does suck here. But the weather's amazing. Like every time I'm like so used to the San Francisco, like you're going out and you're wearing like layers and layers. And here it's like you just can be in a t-shirt.
And then also I haven't really got stuck in traffic either.
Really?
I don't understand.
Do you drive?
What's going on. I drive all the time.
And you just have to drive before 4.
Maybe I just like put myself in an area that has everything that I need, and all the events that I go to are like in the area.
I think you're just in one zone.
And I think a lot of people too, I'm not saying you, but a lot of people that I talk to who say, oh, I got to deal with all this traffic and all this stuff. A lot of people here are area snobs. Like, oh, you live in that area?
I know.
Like, yeah,
they're all caught up in that.
I don't live in a shitty apartment because I have an amazing place,
right.
But it's not like... maybe the cool and hip place to live.
People like that,
you know?
They're identifying by their neighborhood. Because people, LA is very caught up in image and where you live and your car.
And it's crazy because then I go and talk to them about the place that they live in. And it's crap.
Right.
But they get to say that they live in a certain area.
Right, which is so silly. And you have
to. And they have to deal with all the traffic and the driving just to go to that area. And so I just laugh at them.
I know.
It's cool.
I don't even get it.
They make their life difficult.
But the interesting thing that I noticed to that same note is that in LA, all that stuff does matter much more than I think San Francisco. The fact that there are on every single corner, there's a car wash, there is a beauty salon, there is a tanning salon, like literally a nail salon, like more than I've ever seen.
Too.
A lot of what?
Donut shops like crazy.
Donut shops and weed shops. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's funny because it's so much about like cars. Like San Francisco, there's one car wash, right? Two. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a big deal. But here it's like everyone's getting their car. It matters, all that out appearance stuff, which you would think being in LA. But now it's like, oh my God, I guess I should get my go tanning or something.
Yeah. What's crazy is because I was talking to my friend that moved here from San Francisco and we were just talking about cars. And I'm just, I, I want to save money. I don't know why I've been like so financially like crazy lately about like saving money and just actually having extra money.
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I just want to, I want a hybrid. And he's like, oh man, dude, LA car culture is crazy. And I always see like these crazy thousandaires, I call them, because they'll live in like some dump that I'll be driving by, but you can just
Mercedes
like
or something.
The nicest car ever is like parked out in front.
Yeah, exactly. You know? No, it's all about the car here. You can lease a car for nothing and then live like, you know, eat noodles every night, ramen noodles, but you got a Mercedes.
F that,
and in San Francisco, I don't care. Like my car's never clean. Like people, I don't care about people here.
Yeah, that was one thing about San Francisco. People didn't really care about
They don't
cars.
Care about your cars. No, but last night I saw my friend Lindsay and she's like, are you still driving that car? And I'm like, what's wrong? What? Because you should get a bigger car. Because I have a Mini.
Yeah.
She's like, you should just get a bigger car for LA so you can see what's going on around you. I'm like, what are you talking about? It was the craziest thing. I'm like, you just don't like my car. My car's cute.
Yeah, it's fine.
Love my friggin' car. Forget you. Okay, today's show, we are going to be talking about the friend zone. Are you in it? How'd you get in it? And how do you want to get out of it? If you're in it, there might be some benefits to it. But this is something that I hear from a lot of my listeners. Like, why did she put me in the friend zone? Like, I wanted to sleep with this girl and we just became friends. But also for women, I've got some advice for you too, because do you keep finding guys that you just, God, I like them, but I just want to be friends with them. So maybe we can figure out your dating patterns and stuff too. And we're also answering some of the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. And as always, I want to thank my sponsor, Good Vibrations, because they're the ones who help me keep the show free so you can all listen to it and download it whenever you want, and I can give you two shows a week. So if you are interested, as you should be, in trying out a cool sex toy, go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes. Just click on the banner. I'm sort of obsessed with the new Leia vibrator. There's lots of great clitoral vibrators. If you've been looking for your G-spot or your partner's G-spot, they've got G-spot vibrators. As you know, I love everything from the Jeju line, J-E-J-O-U-E. It means to play in French. And my new favorite Jeju toy, you know I've heard of the Mimi, is the Jiki. It's a G-spot toy, and you can curve it around, and it vibrates, and it recharges. Their toys are just so well made, so just check it out. They're at Good Vibes, sexlovely.com/goodvibes. That's what I got to say about that. And
awesome.
What?
Let's talk about a couple of things.
So.
You want to?
Please.
Because you just said recently that you want to get into television. I mean, to actually watch TV.
Right.
And I think I've been binging on this show on Netflix is Scandal.
Oh.
A lot of people have been talking about it. It's already in its fourth season. I'm only on season two.
Okay.
And it's all about sex and politics. How can you not get into that?
I have to watch
it.
You
worked in politics.
I'm writing it down.
Sex. Scandal.
Okay, I'm adding it to my list of things to watch.
You'll love it. It's about this shit.
Do I have to watch on Netflix?
I mean, if you want to catch up.
I don't have a Netflix thing.
You don't have a Netflix?
Should I get one?
I think you have it on
TV. I do. I did in my San Francisco TV.
Yeah.
I haven't set up my new one.
You have a Roku, don't you, or something?
No.
Something that you can watch Netflix on, I think you do. Oh, I think it's like in your DVD player.
I wrote Scandal on my calendar. I don't know what it means, though.
I put that DVD player together. I remember.
Okay, just come over and help me.
Anyways.
Okay, so why do you
love
that. Sex and politics. Because that's
all about
everyone, FYI, yeah. I worked in politics before sex, everyone. Yeah. So I did have a more legitimate career.
And it's not even.
What's it about?
I mean, I'm not even going to give away too much, but it's about this woman that was working on somebody's campaign. And the guy becomes a president, and she's sleeping with the president. It's all about the relationship because he's married and all this kind
of
stuff.
Oh, wow. Sounds like
my
life.
It's really good, and it's all about, like, super dirty politics. Like, people are getting murdered and all this kind of stuff.
I really want to see it. And you just have to see. How do you just have time to sit and binge? Like, does that mean, like, 8 hours?
Well, right now, I don't start my new job, but you would just at night just throw it on. You'll totally get
it. I know. I got
to
come home and just flip on
TV. Scandal. I definitely recommend it to everybody.
What else
have
you watched lately?
Anything
else good lately? I'd like one more suggestion.
You on television? Well, you got to get, because I'm assuming one day that you probably would be part of another reality show one day. You got to just like at least watch some of the Bravo stuff of the Real Housewives, Atlanta and New York. I mean, I've never liked New York, but New York
Atlanta
is really...
Atlanta, you like?
I love Atlanta. Atlanta's the best.
We had Candy on the show once, but I don't love Atlanta.
Atlanta's my favorite.
I like Beverly Hills and Orange County.
They keep it real.
Right.
What?
Atlanta keeps it real.
Yeah.
I don't like New Jersey.
Nah, I don't really like New Jersey. I've always hated New York, but New York is like really stepped it up. And Beverly Hills is also like my second favorite to Atlanta.
I love it. It is a good one. And so then, but though, there's other, like I've never seen Breaking Bad. That's the one I was trying to remember.
I never even seen one episode.
I want to see Breaking Bad. Like, I feel like I'm the last person on the planet. Even my mom's like, you never seen Breaking Bad? Like, don't worry. My mom's on me all the time.
I'm in the same boat, and people were obsessed with it. I never seen it.
Okay, so it's on the list. When life settles down. What?
And then other stuff going on in the news. We haven't even talked about this since I've been, you know, Robin Thicke.
Yes. Going through uncoupling as well.
Yeah, so I know this might be old news to people, but at least we can talk about it a little bit. So Robin Thicke, he has a famous actress wife. I'm sorry, I can't remember her name right now. And then he's had that one hit song lately that was like
Lines?
Huge.
Blurred Lines
was right. Huge. And he was in interviews saying like, oh yeah, me and my wife, we've been in love since high school.
Yeah, that's stuff. Your
but
first
we kinda have a. We have like an open relationship, like open to date people. And he was going out like talking about this kind of stuff, right?
Right.
And I think it was kind of cool when it was like not in the public eye and like
right.
So people never asked her about it.
Right.
And then there would be, you know, photos of him like grabbing girls' butts.
Twerking
and then,
with
like,
Miley Cyrus,
that
whole thing, right?
And stuff like that. So all this, you know, now it's in the public. Now she's feeling heat off it. But before it might have been all good, you know? And then so she said, I had enough. And then he's like, this is my woman. I don't want to break up with her. So he like flew and just met with her. And he's like publicly at his concert saying, you know, I want to be with my wife and stuff like that.
Wow.
Like really trying to make an effort to
so
be
what's,
back with
so,
her.
But she's not going to do it, or we don't know?
I don't know yet.
Because so he was saying they were in an open relationship and she wasn't. Did she ever say, well, I didn't agree to that? Or she was just saying it?
She never really talked publicly about it. But
right.
When he was in interviews, he was saying, oh,
what
yeah.
happens? Fame goes to your head. You want to bang a few celebrities and you're like, oh, my wife was pretty good.
Yeah.
Right.
And now he's like, I want to get back with her. And
sometimes,
now,
what?
Another scandal. Too.
Tell me.
So
scandal, scandal, scandal.
I don't know if you would know this guy, but he's had a bunch of hits. His name is T.I. He also has a reality show.
Is he a rapper?
Yeah. T.I. and his wife, who was in another female group called Escape, they've had a reality show all about family and family values and all this stuff.
Right.
And now it comes out that he is fathering another child with another
woman. It's always the ones who's talking about family values that are like don't really have any. So
yeah.
They seem super happy on the show and everything was great.
Yeah, everything's good. It's all about, you know,
it's all fun and games until you get
kids,
another woman pregnant.
Raising kids and all this stuff. And it's crazy because his wife is out promoting something. Of course it always happens like this. And now she has to answer the questions. And Wendy Williams, who is a famous radio disc jockey from New York, and now she has
I didn't know she started in radio as well.
Yeah, she has an awesome talk show. Straight up asked her about it, and she's like, yeah, you know, we're going through some issues right now. So I don't know if Tiny is saying, oh, we're working through it just because they're about to launch a new season of this television show and no one's going to really watch it if she says, oh, yeah, we're breaking up. Or,
reality
or
shows
what?
Really. There was a post I saw recently about how the Beverly Hills or how the Housewives empire has all been torn apart. How like 10 of them have declared bankruptcy. There's been 6 divorces, one suicide. I mean, it really can harm you.
The
reality shows.
The ones in New Jersey are going to jail.
Yeah, exactly. Because they try to keep up the lifestyle. Yeah. Now, I was poor when I was shooting my reality show, and I still am. I did not try to do anything. It's funny that it could tear people apart.
Yeah, it's crazy. And this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And I don't even think they can do this. But one of the New Jersey couples, they have kids. And so they pleaded guilty. One of them, I think, has to do like 7 years. One of them has to do 4 years. Now they're trying to work with the judge saying, oh, can we go in separately?
Like, oh, because the kids?
Could one person do like their 4 years?
Well, who's
going
to watch the kids, though? That kind of makes sense for the kids to have a parent
but
around.
You can't like
you
say,
can't be like,
can't
I'll be judged in 7 years.
Yeah.
I know. This
oh,
is
in
all
seven
on TV.
Years, I'll do my 4 years.
What were they? It was like white collar crimes, right?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, just trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah,
type stuff.
Swear to God. I know.
And crazy, another guy is up for trial too for identity theft. One of the guys on the show from Real Housewives Atlanta, Phaedra's husband, Apollo.
Apollo, yeah. He did identity. He stole someone's identity.
That's what they're saying.
And probably now did. Now, whenever you hear it, it's true. The rumors are probably true.
But isn't that freaking crazy? You're like,
why would he do that? To get some guy's money? Like, he pretended he was
sick. To get money, but it's crazy.
People just spend beyond their means.
I understand. You know,
you got to look good on the show. You got to look like,
yeah, you're driving, you know, expensive cars and all this kind of stuff. But, dude, like, you're on one of the most popular shows.
I know, figure but they don't pay
other,
you anything.
I know they don't pay you anything, but figure out other avenues to use that. Like, Bethany.
People get desperate.
Bethany, like, made herself a millionaire off of those shows.
Yeah.
People can do it. Like,
we're
Candy,
trying. I'm trying.
Candy already had a bunch of money because of music. But she still made a bunch of money off of that, too, you know?
You just got to do it in the right way because it's a great platform. They don't pay you anything. In fact, when I was on my show, I thought they were paying me. And then after taxes, it was like it was already paltry. All the work I put in, hundreds of hours. And then after that, it was half of that. I mean, you guys would laugh if I told you how much it was. But it was ridiculous. So it's very hard to make a living in entertainment. That's what my mother tells me. What's your plan B, Emily? What's your plan B? But speaking of making money and trying to make a living so I can do what I love here, Menace, I want to know how you feel about my Emily and Tony Down Under comfort.
I love my, it.
So it's a... did you use it every day? Because I know I need to owe you another bottle.
I use it a lot.
And tell me how you felt. It's for your down under areas, for men and for women to keep your down. Like, it's like a deodorant for your balls, for your in between your legs.
Yeah, like, look, I'm gonna keep it real with you. I don't make any money off Emily and Tony.
No,
stuff down
not yet.
Under.
No, I can pay you a lot. Yeah,
I don't, and so I'm just gonna keep it real. It, guys, you know, your balls stink. In between the flap of your balls and your legs, you know it smells, right? And let's just
they
say...
They don't know, though. Some guys are like, no, I'm fine. I showered this morning. I'm like, no, you're not, dude.
It stinks. No, even if you're showered and then throughout the day, it smells. Why not have it not smell?
Right, you know? Exactly. Exactly. Just, like, just you put
I mean,
it on.
How much
it
is
smells
a bottle?
Good. It's like
$18. $18. Right?
And it's totally. And men are like freaking out. Like, I have men who are like, oh my God, this is the most amazing thing because it's a cream. So, a lot of men use talcum powder, which is carcinogenic. It's a cream to a powder formula. And it goes on and it's citrusy and it smells really good. And then you just know that you're fresh all day. Down Under Comfort, go to emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily for 20% off your purchase. And I'm telling you, you probably think you're fresh and you're not, like Mena said. Yeah. It smells. So, and women too, under your breasts, anywhere. My friend Mike Catherwood uses it when he chafes at the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's what, 6 cents a day?
Yeah, exactly. It's nothing. And it supports my show so I can continue to, if I make money on it eventually, which I hope to, I would do the show every friggin' day of my life. Okay, so.
Get it. Support the show. They've been doing the show for years. Come on, people.
I know. Just go to Emily and Tony. It's a good gift,
I'm
too.
I'm not guilt-tripping
and the candles
you
are amazing.
Buying it, but I am.
You are. That's nice, Menace. I swear. I'm going to bring you some more of it next week because you ran out. I love that you actually use
it
all.
Especially in L.A. It's so hot.
Dude, it's hot here every
day. You get dry down there,
I
too.
I know. You get dry.
What?
It's so hot here every day. Okay, so we've got some news, and then we're going to get into the friend zone thing. This is, I love this, okay? A man is unhappy with the sex he had with a prostitute, so he sues her for
$80,000.
$80,000? I'm sorry, isn't it, first of all, illegal to be a prostitute, and then in most states, and then, okay, I'm going to read the story. A New Zealand man attempted to sue a prostitute for denying him a full refund, only to have the lawsuit denied in court. The man, identified in court documents as Mr. N, claimed that he did not stay for the full 2 hours he paid for during his last meeting with a prostitute known as Miss M, who he says also owed him money for a cell phone he brought to her to schedule their weekly arrangements. Mr. N sought over $80,000 in compensation and damages from Mrs. M in Auckland's High Court. The two had previously agreed to meet regularly for 2 months, but their last session was cut short to a verbal disagreement at a whorehouse. What the hell? Are people really think that they're going to somehow, the judge dismissed each claim, calling Mr. N's case a sinister use of the court's process?
Yeah. He should have.
Are you an idiot? I mean, really, she should have like paid him. I mean, it's $80,000 in damages because he left a cell phone and she cut him off for an hour. Like, people are insane.
People are losing, like the dumbasses that call They call the cops because their weed was stolen or something like that.
Right, exactly. You know? Do they do that?
Yeah, people do that all the time.
Because they're weed so is high stolen, and they're bummed. They're like, damn, I need another hit. I need another bong hit.
If your weed is stolen, just call it a loss. Do not call the cops.
That's so right, funny. People? Never do something illegal when you're doing something illegal, too. That's another one of my favorite
quotes.
And
do you know what's funny? Because you're talking about, well, prostitution's legal in Nevada.
Right, which I'm going to.
Do you know that... In Nevada, it's actually, this even regards to, it's an old law, and I guarantee you it's not enforced, but it's illegal to have sex without a condom in Nevada. And people are breaking the law every day.
Every day. Right now, 15 people are breaking the law right now in Nevada. It's illegal to have sex without a condom.
Yeah.
It should be illegal everywhere to have sex
without a condom. Just, you know, one of those dumb
who's gonna catch
sex
you?
Laws type
it's someone waiting outside your door going, did you just use a condom?
Let me see. Let me get the camera out, you know?
Yeah, really. I know. That is kind of silly. But I guess it's, you know, it's in Vegas, law, they should probably be using it. They should be using more condoms in Vegas.
Definitely.
People just
in Vegas.
Make me crazy when they're like, oh, I had this one night stand. I didn't use a condom. People use friggin' condoms. It's just so dumb. Really. You could get a disease, and she might tell you, oh, yeah, I'm on the pill. She's not. Then you're a baby daddy. I mean, you don't know what could go wrong, people.
You don't want no kids.
Unless you want kids with her and you want something to take care of for the next 18 years. What?
Oh, no. I was just seeing how I can take your power cord for your
Oh, do you want it for my
for
phone?
Your iPhone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm done, actually.
Okay, cool.
So awesome. I did step into the new iPhone century.
Do you think – okay, let me ask you this.
What?
Speaking about iPhones and all that kind of stuff. What about guys that are on their phones all the time? Like
okay,
me?
This is a problem. In fact, I think that the reason why a lot of people are single and complain about being single, this starting with that, is because they are on their friggin' iPhones the whole time, and you're not paying attention. Men and women, you're not paying attention to the world around you. So, and I'm guilty. I'm in an elevator. I'm wherever. I'm walking down the street on my phone, and you're not actually like paying attention to the world because we're so freaking glued to our cell phones. It makes me crazy. Now, if I'm dating a guy and he's on his phone the whole time, I think I would feel, I'd feel bad. I'd be like, we have quality time together, and I would feel rejected. Now, I'm on the phone, and I've been known to drive guys crazy because I am on the phone all the time, so I'm guilty.
And you're probably texting the ex-boyfriends anyways.
I usually am. And so I think that, yeah, it would probably, it drives me. How did your girlfriend feel about it?
It drives her crazy, too. But I consciously brought this up. I said, hey, you know what? When we moved to San Francisco, we move away from San Francisco to Los Angeles, how about we do this? This would be a good idea. Every time we're at a meal, we're not on our cell phones.
Oh, that's a good. That? That's a great cool. rule. Yeah.
And she's like, "Oh, you're not gonna last." I go, "No, I'll do it. I swear."
So what about? But you always take pictures of your meals and post them.
I
on Instagram.
I do. I mean, that's like
so
5 seconds.
So you're allowed to take. So you're allowed to take one Instagram photo and then put it away.
But she's just as bad as me with the phone too.
Oh, she is.
Yeah.
So have you guys been able to do that? It is hard. I mean, I'm telling you, I think it's healthy.
We're not great at it, but we're trying to make an effort.
I think that's so mature. I mean, I think that couples, if they're trying to reconnect, you should have like a no cell phone weekend. Like, we feel like we can't be away from our phones, or no cell phone night when you go to dinner. Like, don't bring your phone with you or leave it in the car. Like, I know when I work out or go to the gym or go for a run, like, I don't bring my phone with me. That's
the worst part is, though, she's always trying to blame it on me. She's like, I'm only on my phone because you're always on the phone.
Yeah, I can see that, though. Like, if I'm with someone and they pick up their phone, then I'm like, oh, good, I pick up my phone. But I do try, like, if I'm on a date with someone, like, the first date, I never check it, but I always go to the bathroom and check it, like, in the middle of the meal. Like, I'm addicted. It's true. But I do think it prohibits you from even connecting. Like, even with my nieces, my brother and my nieces were in town. And we're in the hotel room. We spent, like, the whole day together, but still. But it was like, you know, maybe I'd only been there for 2 hours at that point. And I look around and everyone's on their cell phone. My 11-year-old niece, my 14, my brother, I'm on the phone. I'm like, this is good times with my family. Like, they fly in from Michigan and we're all like playing games and bonding on our phone. Like, yeah, I think it does. I think that it can be a problem in relationships because in life, it just takes you away from connecting.
Yeah.
I love that you have that rule with her.
Yeah. I'm trying to be better at it. It's hard though because a lot, and especially with work here. I mean, if you work in entertainment, your job is 24 hours a day.
I know.
It's 24 hours.
Exactly. It's true. And people do expect you to get back to them right away. And they're like upset if you don't. I'm already getting behind on texts sometimes. Like, I'm like, oh.
I had to pull over the other night. My girlfriend and I, she really.
To get a blowjob?
No. We're leaving a show and she really wanted me to drive. And then I look at my phone. I had like 10 text messages. and like people were trying to get answers from me. And I said, okay, I'll drive. And then people kept on texting, messaging me. So we had to pull over. And I said, you got to drive. I got to
answer. How important were these text messages in the evening?
It's just like, it's trying to make plans that like people, like stuff getting delivered to my house. Right. And all kinds of stuff.
So you had to pull over so you can't text and drive.
Yeah. I don't want to text and drive.
Yeah. I do that all the time. It's really bad.
Yeah,
don't
it is
do
really
it.
Bad. Do Especially not in LA. Do it, people.
I don't do it. Anymore, just yeah, red,
right?
Like, red lights.
You're a freaking liar.
It's really bad.
And do you know what? You know what I think is freaking stupid?
What
is that? They ban talking on the cell phone,
right?
While you drive. And I think talking on the cell phone while I was driving, I was way better
Me too.
And safer doing that.
Exactly.
Than
texting. Because people are relying. Exactly.
And now everyone is texting and
getting into accidents.
Yeah, and putting their eyes off the road.
Yeah, it's so stupid. I totally agree with you. I agree with you. I agree that you should be able to talk on the phones with a headset, which you can do now.
Yeah, you can.
But you can't hold the phone.
Yeah, you can't
In Michigan, hold the phone. You still can. It almost feels weird now. But yeah, I think that is really, really stupid. But you shouldn't, when you're driving, just, you know, listen to music and chill, man.
But chillax.
Chillaxing.
Or
and then the
Sex
other
Emily.
Thing, listen to Sex with Emily on
there's
the radio.
There's so many apps.
Oh my God, there's apps on your phone. You could listen to through Podcast One.
Podcast One, Stitcher.
Stitcher,
a great
they're all
one. Great.
People always ask me, like, what's an easy way to listen? There's free apps. And soon I'm going to have a Sex with Emily app that people can just listen to it through the app.
That's amazing. Yeah. Like,
I have other iPhone apps, but
like
not
the Stitcher app. They already have a bunch of car integration. So just look at your car.
Right.
And it
I
might
want
already
that
be
in my
integrated.
Car.
Already integrated in your car.
I love that. That's what I'm going to do. So, and then the other thing, I was just going to say that you reminded me of a phone, something.
People
brain.
Breaking up over the phone?
No, people do that, though. They hook up, they break up over the phone, they text over the phone.
The
oh,
phone
everyone, I've heard lately so many people, I don't even, they're like, oh, yeah, I found out he was cheating me. I'm like, you checked the phone. It seems like every relationship ends or people are catching people because of their phones.
Yeah.
Like, don't people have passwords on their phones or do people just know their partner's password?
Maybe they know their partner's password. Oh, here's another show that I'm obsessed with.
Okay.
Is Teen Mom.
Oh, no. Well,
love
wait,
Teen Mom.
Why?
Teen Mom is my favorite.
Is it new
so
Teen Mom?
Stupid.
I know.
And it's actually, I thank God this is the show has prevented pregnancy, teen pregnancy.
That's what they can't directly cool.
Yeah, but it's definitely
It doesn't
gone
glamorize
down.
It.
It doesn't glamorize it at all. And I like hate most of the people on the show.
But you can't stop
but
watching. They hate can't stop watching.
And this girl, okay, this girl, one of the girls on there, such a freaking idiot, okay? So she had twins. She had twins with a guy when she was a teenager, right?
Right.
And then she ends up cheating on this guy. This guy's a good guy. And then they break up. And then finally, he's like, forget it. I want to get back with you and be back with the family. She ends up getting pregnant by some other dude.
She cheats on him again?
Yeah, she gets with some other guy, gets pregnant by another guy. So that guy's like out. The original guy that
she has twins with?
She has twins with. She couldn't work out with this guy.
People are just too young. And
so she's with this new guy and has another kid. But this guy always has to leave and go make money, right? I don't know what kind of type of job that he has, but he always has to leave town to make money. She was mad that he didn't take a local job, right?
Where, probably just got the job he could get.
Which pays less money than the job that he went.
Right.
He was going to go work somewhere for 2 months and make 40 grand.
Awesome.
Like for the gas company.
But he was leaving
like
for 2 months.
He was leaving for 2 months and she was upset that he was leaving and didn't take this job that paid way less that was local.
Well, she's and what? She's like, 17 years old or something? I mean,
she's like super young.
I mean, these kids are not making the best. You don't get married before you're 30.
The thing is, her mom was asking, like, oh, how did you even find out that he had this local job offer? And you're like, oh, I was going through his phone.
Yeah, everyone goes through their phone. People like put your phone under lock and key. I swear to God, I've had guys look at my phone. Yeah. It's just crazy.
Because anything that's even
everything,
on your phone, like your phone, you got your Facebook, you got your
everything.
Email, you got your text messages, you got your Twitter, you got your Instagram. Anything, even if it's totally innocent, can be
totally flipped around.
Huge argument.
Yeah, people are just
but
dumb.
The part that I hated the most about this chick that was always pissed that her man was leaving. I'm like, girl, You have three freaking kids. He's leaving to go make money to provide for you, and you're bitching and moaning that
she's
he's not
young.
Home.
She's not emotionally developed. You're an idiot. These women have children because they think that it's going to be something that will finally love them, because they probably had a messed up childhood. So they think it'll finally be something that will unconditionally love me and that I can love. And they're just not.
So you want the guy to stay home and not bring any money to feed your kids?
Yeah, because it feels like he's leaving her too, and she feels she has abandonment issues.
Well, she's a moron.
But I'm glad you like watching the show. Okay, I think we should go into the well, let's read an email, and then we're going to go into the topic, which is the friend zone. Playing games with a friend. Hi, Emily. Thank you. I met this girl 2 years ago in college, and she was really into me. But I wasn't interested in her as anything more than a friend. I think it was partially because of how strong she came on to me. Oftentimes when we'd be drinking, though, going out in a group, we'd kiss and even pass out each other's beds, no sex. We were hanging out quite a bit, and then I started developing feelings for her, and she seemed to back away. Once my feelings became really strong, I told her how I felt, asked her out. She rejected me straight up and made it clear that she was not that girl for me and said she was an independent girl and just wanted to be friends. This was a year and a half ago, and I told her that night I could not be friends with her. Over the past year and a half, I backed off, rarely initiate anything, saw each other very rarely, and now for the past 5 or 6 months, she texts me almost every weekend to go out. But it always seems to be on her terms, and she was continually vague and a bit flaky, so I chose not to see her for 4 months. We're out of college now, and to this day, she still reaches out and calls, texts to hang out on weekends, has told me she misses me, not to be a stranger, etc. So messaged me during the week saying hi, yet I continually give brief replies, sometimes ignore entirely, and really don't show much interest at all. Truth is, though, that my feelings for her are not gone entirely, I've kind of resigned myself from thinking that this will not amount to anything more than friends. Question is, am I missing a golden opportunity now, or am I smart to be acting distant / disinterested? We're both 23. Thanks for your insight. I really appreciate it, Justin. This is a great question. It's a classic scenario, and it's like physics, right? And they show if something pulls away from you, it's automatically going to follow, right? The law of the pull, you grab. So he was really all over her. She was not into him. The second he pulls back, she wants more. Now, I'm not saying playing games. She wants the attention, right? And this happened to you in college. It might have been 2 years ago. Here's the thing. If you still – I get what you're saying, Justin, that you – have kind of backed off from her and, like, you know, she kind of hurt your feelings. But if she makes plans with you, she's flaky, she's vague, she probably just – that's the thing about these goddamn cell phones. You can send missives off to, like, 10 guys or 10 girls. It's like if you're feeling lonely or you want your phone to beep, she might be texting you and 10 other guys, right? So – she just – and she – and we remember. She remembers that you backed off. And she's like, I don't got him wrapped on my finger anymore. We all kind of do that little, like, even if it's not that conscious. However, I would maybe give it one – if you still think that, you know, I get you acting disinterested has kind of worked for her in a way. But if you still haven't seen her lately, you could give it one more go and go out with her and just
I say this one more time. You blew it in the beginning. That was your opportunity to do it. And then when you came in, there was probably some other person in the mix that you didn't even know about. So she's like, I don't want to get involved with this guy because I got something else going on. Now she probably doesn't even have that going on, and she wants the attention. That's why she's hitting you up. I say, hang out with her one time, be super confident and direct, and if she's not down – then cut her loose.
Be done, you know? Because she's wasting your time. I agree.
She's playing you.
Be confident. But I'm not even saying he might be hanging out with her again and not even be that attracted to her. But if you are attracted to her, then just grab her and start making out with her and be like, we're having sex or whatever it is. We're going home tonight or come over. Like, be aggressive. Be the man. Don't be the friend. Don't ask her if she's dating anyone. Don't, like, be the guy. Be that guy. And I'm not saying, like, playing games, but don't be like, hey, how you been? What's up? If you see her and you want to sleep with her and you know that you're interested in her, then be that guy. But don't be the friend and see what happens. But also, you don't have to say, don't talk about your feelings and stuff. Just, like, make the move.
And if you try to make plans like this and she blows you off,
then you're done. We're done.
Loose again.
Because flakes are just, it's so annoying. Like, you got to just get those people away from your life.
I've cut
off so
many flakes in my life.
Me too. I'm done.
And they try to come back and hit me up, and I'm just over it, man.
LA is a town of flakes, people say too. I don't think people said that about San Francisco people, but in LA, everyone's like, everyone's flaky.
Super flaky.
Like, guys have been to me like, are you an LA flaky girl? Because I don't get back to them, and I'm like, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm a little flaky.
I mean, you're already, even in San Francisco, you were
a little
super
flaky. What?
Built for LA because you weren't punctual. No one in LA is punctual, and I'm overly punctual.
You're overly punctual. You were like so early today.
5 minutes traffic. Early, everybody. I'm overly punctual.
I was impressed. I'm never 5 minutes early. Okay, our topic today, this is great for Justin and great for everyone. It is the friend zone. So this is a question I get asked all the time by guys, like, what happened? I, we were friends, and I feel like every woman I date, she like just automatically like throws you right into the friend zone. And this is like, Menace, you said this happened to you before in life. You've been in the friend zone.
Yes, I have been in the friend zone. And the thing was, I put myself there and I never took any action.
Right.
You know, until years later. And then that's where it's too late. Like just what happened right. in this past email. Because then they only see you as a friend.
Exactly.
And then they have more, they probably at that time probably has more options, you know? And they're like,
Right. And I think that women maybe, is it because guys think like you're nervous at first? You're like, or is it someone in your brain, you're like, oh, I should be your friend first. And then, like, is it something I shouldn't come on like a douchebag guy. I'll be your friend and then she'll like me. Yeah. That's what men are trained, kind of socialized. And there's a little fearful to be the aggressive guy and grab her, let it known that you like her.
Maybe. Yeah, totally. Because then you're like, oh, I really like hanging out with her. And if I mess it up, then I don't get to see her anymore.
Right, exactly. Well, let's get that. Let's rewire your brains.
Yeah. And then the thing is, like I've said, you want to be more than a friend. You can't be afraid. You can't be afraid to not be able to see her anymore.
Exactly.
Because you're just going to be torturing yourself inside every time you see that person because you want to be more than a friend.
Exactly.
It's do or die.
You got to just do it.
Just go for it. And again, if she says no, I'm telling you right now, I've felt like this. You're not going to die.
You're not going to die. Your life is not over because you got rejected from your friend.
The world is not going to crumble around you.
Right.
I mean, you might be a little bit sad, like, oh man, I really like that person. She's not into me.
But at least you know you're not wasting another 6 months dragging around waiting for her to see you as a friend. So don't act like her buddy at first. And don't have fear. Don't act like somebody different. Act like yourself. If you're attracted to her, grab her hand. Like, let it be known right away that you are attracted to her. So don't even let yourself fall into the friend zone. If you want to kiss her, go in for the kiss. I think if you want to go out with her again, tell her so. Like, right away after the first time you guys go out, go, this was fun. Let me take you to dinner. So let's say your first date is a lunch. So a lot of people might think a lunch is like, you know, I've gone out with guys. I'm like, is this a date or is it a work thing? It's a lunch. But after that, I'd be like, I'd like to take you to dinner. That's a very clear way. I'd like to go out with you like one night. That's a very clear way of stating like, no, this is more than friends. And then let it be known on that date. Like, kiss her at the first date or try or just be like, grab her hand. Like, start using like affectionate things that she knows right away that you are taking control of it. And again,
tequila is always a good lubricant.
Tequila is a good lubricant. But you got to make up.
Always go silver because if you go brown, she'll be barfing.
Not every girl drinks. Well, tequila is the female Viagra sometimes. But go for the kiss. If you want to go out again, take her out, ask her out, make sure she knows it's a date and not just a hangout. So those are some of my initial tips. And also, live your own life. It's very attractive if you're like an independent person and you don't want to be needy. Like, don't be needy. Like, that's the thing. If you're the guy who's always available, don't always be available.
Yeah.
And not because you're playing games, but like, really have a full life rather than just drop everything for this girl. Show that you have your own interests and your own desires, your own friends. Just don't cater her to her needs and be. And if she wants to cry on your shoulder about her ex-boyfriend, be like, why are we spending time talking about this guy that you've been dating? Let's go out and dance. Let's go out and get dinner. Don't become her shoulder to cry on.
Yeah, be confident. Say, I'm sorry. I just don't give a shit about your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, like,
I want to talk about what's going on with you.
Yeah, well, how you been? Just be like, I'm not going to. Because a lot of guys also, I've had guys do that to me. They're like, tell me about it.
Yeah,
and I know, and we know that you like us.
And I already know you probably told the same story to 5 of your other girlfriends.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Don't waste my time.
I'm not one of your girlfriends.
Yeah,
I have a penis.
Yeah.
I want to use it in your vagina.
Yeah, and if it's not with you, let's go out and meet some people tonight. So that's a way to do it.
Let me know if I can or not, so I'm wasting my time.
Exactly. Let it be known. Date other people and don't wait around. Date someone sexy, smart, fun. You know, have your own life. Ask their advice about dating other women and see how she responds. If she's uneasy about the conversation, then you know you got her right where you want her. I don't know. Just like talk about your life. Like make it known that you've got other things going on, as you should. Talk about your sexual desires. Sometimes people put you in the friend zone because they don't feel attracted to you at all because you've never done anything that's sexual or that's, you know, you could be tasteful. Don't be like, hey, I like getting my dick sucked while I'm, you know, driving. But you can be like, you know, something like something tastefully about sex. Like, God, I think it'd be so hot to have sex on a balcony or something.
Just, I mean, don't talk about that like on the first date.
No, don't talk about sex on the first date. Unfortunately, I can't. I'm talking about like after you're seeing someone. Just let it be known that you are, you know, attracted. Or you could say like, wow, you look really hot tonight. I mean, make sure that you are, let her know that you're attracted to her as well. She'll figure out that you are attracted to her at that point. Like if you compliment her, tell her that she looks hot, sexy. Like, because if you're playing the friend guy, you're not going to do that.
Yeah.
You're not going to tell her that she looks hot. Menace doesn't like telling girls she's hot because what?
Well, yeah, they just get too overly confident. Right. And then they think they have you wrapped around their finger. But check this out.
Check this
talk
out.
Talk about exes real quick.
Uh-oh.
To go back to reality television for a second.
Yes.
So good because, all right, so The Real World has been on MTV for like 20 years.
Right.
I didn't watch it for years because it was so boring. Like, no one
right. gave it a was crap. Boring. It was like, but, yeah.
So they were back in San Francisco.
A new this Real time World? Around.
A new Real World. Right? I mean,
okay.
Amazing. Do you know what they did this year?
No.
Which is genius. They call it The Real World Exes. So what happens is everyone, they think it's just a normal real world. It's all good. Right? And halfway through the season, they move in everyone's exes into the house.
Exes from just...
Like they're like recent exes into the house to live with them. And they didn't even know. They're just like, oh, it's just a regular real world. And like
and
the people
boom.
And the people that live in there like are already like hooking up with each other and all this stuff.
So they're
and then they get home one day and all their exes are in the house.
They walk in all at once and their exes are sitting there?
Yes.
That's like a dream. That's like a crazy nightmare.
Oh, it's a dream for you because you love to hang out.
Well, I'm still friends with Max. I'd be like, hey, what's
but
up?
All of them were just like.
And then how oh long do they have to live with their exes?
For
has
the,
it already
the
aired?
Remainder of the season. Yeah, it's already about to wrap up.
But why is it interesting
it
that they fight? Because like issues
they
come up.
Fight, well, yeah, because two of the people already, like one of them already got with one of the girls and like, oh, this is my girlfriend now from the
right.
new season, right? And then one of them was like already hooking up with some other guy.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all
and
hooking
then
up.
Their like exes move in. They're like, oh, hey.
And do they
what's
like their, but they broke up with them. That just seems silly to me. I have a better idea for a show.
Okay, go ahead.
Here's my idea for a show about
it
exes.
It was really good.
I mean,
though.
No, I see what you're saying. I can see it's kind of interesting twist. But I think that if they got the exes to go on, that gives me hope for my reality show idea, where I think it would be so interesting to have a reality show where your, all of your exes or a few of your exes, they come on the show, like it's a dating show, but they come on and they like, tell you, they brief your new partner, they brief people about who, what you're like to date, or they reveal things about you, or they, I just kind of have, I had a better idea. Do you know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, it's a great idea that your exes would be the best to talk to someone new about you.
It was kind of a movie like that.
Like just, yeah. I would love all my exes to be on the show. I think it'd be hilarious. I don't mind what they say about me. They probably would all say the same thing. And it would be very educational for the woman. Let's say it's a woman, like a bachelorette show, and they're like, like, it would be a good twist. Like, here's your three exes. And what if they, like, all have the same complaints or different ones? Like, you could learn a lot about yourself by, like, talking to the exes. Plus, there's so many guys that I've dated, and then I've met other girls who have dated them. I'm like, why didn't I meet you 3 years ago after I was dating this guy for 3 years? He did the same exact thing to me. I just think that that your exes are a wealth of information that could help you from making mistakes.
Okay, other than the whole work-obsessed thing, what would be the number one complaint?
That guys about have you? About me?
Yes.
That I work too much besides that?
Yeah.
Probably that I don't... I don't seem as interested in them. I don't prioritize them.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as the work thing? I probably don't commit as readily or I don't prioritize them above everything else.
All right.
I haven't had any complaints in the sex department, thank God, to my face at least. I think it's always that I probably seem a little elusive or I'm not totally committed or I'm sort of in and out.
Yeah.
1 foot in, 1 foot out.
You flirt too much probably.
I can't help it. It's like my DNA. I'm a flirt. I've always been a flirt.
Okay.
Some can, but I need to be the guy who can handle that. Like, oh, that's Emily. But most guys can't. And it's not like I'm going to go bang.
Nobody wants that, too. Because
I'm less
guys
of a
that
flirt.
Are.
I'm touchy feely. I touch people. I do. Not
yeah,
like,
but
I don't
guys
like,
that
grab
are
their
relationships
cocks, but...
are like, you know, not that you're a possession, but they'd like to have
I
pride
know.
and say, yeah, this is my girlfriend.
But a lot of times what seems like flirting is not necessarily flirting. I might be touching someone, but it's not like I'm down his pants.
But then it's just like, then it doesn't seem like, oh, that's my girlfriend. Like, oh, it seems like anybody can have my girlfriend. Right. You know?
But I mean, if they go home with me, they should be happy. I'm just friendly. I would say friendly slash flirty.
Too friendly.
Not too friendly. I don't think so. What happens? What would you say is your number one complaint from all your exes?
From my previous exes, probably that, yeah, it would be, I would try to take out a work factor, but it would probably be work. That, I mean, like one of my ex long-term relationships, it was just like, you know, her friends are, you know, they work like crappy jobs, so they don't even care that they can go party on a Tuesday night. And right. I go, I'm like committed that, hey, have a strict sleep schedule because right. I have to be on the radio at 6 a.m. every morning.
So you just weren't.
Yeah. And then her friend's like, oh, you know, your man, blah, blah. He doesn't want to go out and all that kind of stuff.
Well, then you're dating party girls. Like, that's just not
And then, yeah. And then I just like, I realized that, yeah, I want a girl that's just as committed to work.
Exactly.
And doesn't, you know, trip that I have to go do something.
Right.
And then I'm totally
a
with
girl
that
who has her
now.
Own stuff going on. That's good. You are with that person now. I love that. Someday I'd like to meet her again. okay. So another thing.
It's so funny too. We had some visitors. We had some visitors recently to our place.
Uh-huh.
Who the visitor. Seen my girlfriend, met my girlfriend a bunch of times, and then he comes in, he's like, oh, nice to meet you. like, you already met her before.
Right, I do that. I know what you mean. Was she upset?
Yeah, but I'm sure you do that all the time.
All the time.
You don't remember.
I just say nice to see you now instead of nice to meet you.
Yeah.
That's what you do, because then I don't remember everyone that I meet. Not that like I'm meeting, I just have bad memory.
Yeah.
Sometimes. okay, another thing about the friend zone is you got to touch this person occasionally. She may have no idea that you're interested either. I mean, I think women might assume right away, like, she might like you. And, like, I have so many guy friends, too, have told me that they so regret that they were always being friends with the girls because they liked her, but they never made the move. And then they found out years later that she was like, why didn't you ever make it? You had this, too, right?
Yeah.
They were like, why didn't you ever make a move with me? So if you start touching them, like, women... she may have no idea you're interested, but women are physically and visually stimulated. So if you just like touch her arm or like, you know, touch her back or like grab her hand or like tell her something's funny and touch her, she'll start to know. You know, you don't have to grope her, but you can touch her in ways that she will notice that you like her. You could put her hand on her knee. You can like massage her shoulder. She'll soon be attracted to you and you won't have to bring up the thing about escaping the friend zone or have the awkward conversation because she'll know. So make it known. That you wanted by touching, okay?
You won't die, people.
You're not going to die. You are not going to die. So also you can do that little joke about relationships. So joke that she can't – well, I hate – guys do this to me. But like there is that little like, hey, if you keep wearing that perfume, I'm going to have to like kiss you because you smell so good.
That's cheesy. Don't do it.
It is kind of cheesy. Don't do that. But just make it known right away. And I'm saying like you're not going to die. It's rejection. Now for women, I can always kind of tell if a guy's interested. If you – again, this goes for women. If there's someone that you're interested in and you're just friends, I think these are the same things. Like, let it be known. Like, why is everyone wasting their time, like, pining away for people that they have crushes on? I just don't understand it. So I think that you should just...
Well, keep... Because guys are afraid and they're shy.
And women are, too. So if you know that there's a guy, help him out. You're like, is he interested in me? Maybe I'll make the first move. How would you feel if a woman made the first move?
I would love it. And we actually haven't talked about this topic
in a long time.
Is I think it would be amazing... If women were more aggressive, not like overly aggressive sexually, like they're like grabbing guys' crotches and stuff like that, but expressing it because you already said that it's scientifically proven that guys do not read signs at all.
No, they don't. There was a study that came out that men can't read the signs. They can't tell if women are interested or not sometimes.
I cannot tell at all.
Right, it's true.
If they are. And if they just make it more apparent, like, yes, I'm interested in you, or just express it like... And not try to play these stupid games where, oh, I'm totally giving them signs, like because the guys don't see the signs.
Exactly.
At all. I'm sorry.
Exactly. They don't. So yeah, give them signs.
Thank God for Tinder, then I guess.
So what are the signs then? They have to grab
a like of a photo.
Yeah, but that's.
I'm interested. You're interested.
But if you're friends, how would a girl make it known to you? Maybe if you can't read the signs, she'd have to kiss you. You want her to kiss you first?
That would be great if a woman kissed.
Have
me
you
first.
Had a woman kiss you first?
Yes, I had a woman kiss me first before.
Okay.
And I think it's awesome.
I never make the first move. I know they don't know the signs. So everyone's going to help everyone out.
Overly aggressively sleazy guys, those are the guys that are always getting the chicks exactly. because they don't care. And you're sitting back and you're like, dude, I'm a nice guy. I got a lot of things going on for me. Why is this douchebag getting with all these chicks?
Right, because you're not confident enough around women that you like and you don't go in with that confidence. So whatever it is in your life that's holding you back, and I know it's so... Like, if you look at studies across the board, women are like, what's the number one thing you find sexy in a man? It's confidence. And then guys are like, oh, great. What does that mean? Well, I always say the most important thing you have to do is cultivate confidence. So whatever it is that you're insecure about, work on that. Go to therapy. If you don't like your weight, go to the gym. If you don't like your job, you know, set goals to get a better job. I mean, I know easier said than done, but if there are things that are bringing you down, but also, you know, work on yourself, but also just be that guy that, you know, is you're around your friends. Like, don't treat women like they're all on a pedestal and you got to act a totally different way. You just got to get comfortable talking to women. Now, this goes back to a lot of men being fearful of rejection or afraid of talking to women. Just practice when you're out just talking to women. Hey, not anything that you're interested in. Just like, hey, how you doing? Just because I think men get out of practice or they've never had practice and they're so afraid of the rejection. And you realize that, like, talking to women is just as easy as talking to a guy. And then you'll just become – and you'll get more comfortable. And then that will give you confidence. You're just confidence talking to women that you don't even – that you see at the coffee shop, on the bus, wherever. That's what I got to say.
I totally agree with you.
Oh, Menace. That's what we got for today.
And that's very rare.
What is rare?
That I totally agree with you.
I know it's rare. But it is true that women end up dating just the douchebag or a lot of guys because they're the ones who know how to pick up, who have the game or they can talk to women. And there's all these nice guys in the corner who don't know how to talk to women because I've met them now and they're like, oh, I was a nice guy in college or high school. I'm like, I probably would have dated, but now they have the confidence or whatever. So just don't wait. Don't be that guy forever. If you're that guy, like, start doing things. So start, you know, hanging out with your friends who do have the game and, like, learn it. Like, figure out how to have that confidence because – that's, you're right. The guys who get most game are the ones who are just making the stupid moves. You for can real. Be a smart guy. Okay.
Find Emily on Tinder.
Tinder. Find me on Tinder. Find me on Instagram at Sex with Emily, Facebook, Twitter, everything like that, Sex with Emily. And Menace is...
On Menace, I'm Menace on Instagram and Menace on Twitter. Those are my favorite. Facebook, whatever.
You're not into Facebook anymore? We update our page a lot. Our sex with Emily, facebook.com/sexwithemily.
Yeah, but I think Twitter and Instagram is way more fun.
Yeah, it's easier. It's more immediate gratification, all that stuff. I get it. Okay, yes. Everyone. Well, I'm glad to have Menace back on the show. And thanks, everyone. You can always email me and send me your tips, what you like, what you don't like. If there's any topics that you've been wanting to hear about, let me know. And thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code EMILY for 15% off at goodvibes.com.